Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Guided Meditation Series, user-friendly techniques for grounding, getting present, and increasing our capacity for meaningful connections and experiences. This is a meditation for Tisha B'Av. Just a little warning that it is very Tisha B'Av focused, and so it is focused on evoking sadness and connecting to a time of mourning and grief. And so just to be aware of that and make sure that doing this exercise is right for you. So we're going to use the same kind of method that we've used in the past. Just in the past, we used it with other goals, other ideas or objectives of the types of feelings we were trying to connect with and trying to evoke. And so for this meditation, aligned with Tisha B'Av, the feeling that we're trying to evoke, the feeling we're trying to connect to and access is a feeling of chorban, of loss, of tragedy, of experiencing the pain and the suffering that exists. Because for whatever reasons, and that's a different discussion, that's what we are asked and called to do on this day, in this time, is to focus on those aspects of ourselves, of our lives, and of this world. So if you can think about three different experiences, either within your own personal life, or that you can conjure up, or that you've seen, or heard about, or read, but specifically three experiences that you can visualize very clearly, that you can really imagine and bring yourself back into the details of those experiences. Three experiences that center or revolve around loss or pain. Three experiences that are sad, that involve a sense of mourning, a sense of being destitute, a sense of being in distress. You can pause this recording to take some time to think. You can maybe even make a list. And again, they can be from your own personal life or from things that you've seen or encountered. This whole idea, this whole meditation is really rooted and based on the Mechtav Melio of Dessler. And he bases this on something, a yesod, an idea from Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, who writes about the importance of using our imagination in Avodas Hashem, in serving Hashem, and how essential, how vital it is that we use vivid imagination when we're trying to make things real for ourselves in what we're trying to do. So if on Tisha B'Av we're trying to connect to sadness, the way we can make that real is through the use of imagination. So when you have your three different experiences or memories, you're going to now begin entering into the more meditative state. So if you can, as usual, begin by finding a place that's quiet and calm and putting away any distractions or disturbances, and take a moment to settle in. Take as long as you need. You can pause the recording again if you need. Make sure your phone is turned to airplane mode or whatever you're listening to this on. And see if you can notice your breath, notice your body, and taking all the time necessary to allow yourself to enter a more contemplative, slower, peaceful state. And whenever you're ready, you can try and in your mind enter into the imagination, the memory, the experience of the first scenario that you thought of. And try and picture it with all the detail, all the color, as much of a vivid sense and sensory experience as you possibly can to really bring up that experience for you. And stay with that for another moment. And then go to the next memory or the next scene that you're imagining. And picture that too with all its details, thinking of all five senses, picturing it fully moving around from one part of it to another. And then going to the third experience or memory and doing the same there. And in each of these, noticing what it's like, what emotions it brings up, what it's like in your body. And going back to the first one again. And the second. And the third. And the first. And the next one. And the next one. And continue going around in whatever order you'd like. And if there are any other memories that come up or images that come in that connect to these feelings you're experiencing, you can allow them to come through as well, allowing that stream of consciousness to just flow. And take as long as you'd like to move through all these different memories and images again and again. And whenever you're ready, then just kind of noticing the feelings that all of this evokes. And you can continue thinking about the images and memories, or you can just now turn to the feeling and see what it's like to sit there, to sit with that. Not to try and get rid of it or interpret it or analyze it, but simply to just be with those feelings. To literally and figuratively sit on the floor with those feelings. And you can use this while you say kinos. You can use this while you listen to echa. You can use this just while you're trying to connect with the day. Thinking about how loss and pain is very real in our lives. That suffering abounds. And somehow, for a variety of reasons, it's important and it's essential that we have moments of awareness of that, and that we connect to those feelings and to that reality in a very real way.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com, or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.